Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chase Away the Winter Blues with Mary Elaine Southard, our holistic nurse from Pennsylvania. Welcome, Mary Elaine, to the call.
Thank you, Rochelle. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I'm so excited because it has been a very long winter.
And
you and I have spoken about three different ways that people could help with chasing away the winter blues. So let's start first with, you and I talked about vitamins. What can people do with regards to vitamins?
Well, there are many important supplements that can assist not only during the winter months, but in particular during the winter months, to get people back on track. We know that, for example, you know, the old adage that you don't need a multivitamin if you eat a balanced diet. And I think, unfortunately, today there's a good percentage of people who don't get the proper requirements of fruits and vegetables in their diet. Mm-hmm. So first and foremost, a good multivitamin with minerals that can really be helpful, especially with some of the trace minerals that you think aren't important but actually are. And not every multivitamin is created equal. That's the other issue, I think, that you want to make sure you're getting a good brand and that you're sort of comparing multivitamins. So I preface the multivitamin aspect because I think people think, oh, well, I'm taking a multivitamin and it has everything in it. Many times it has a very minimum amount of some of the requirements. So we can talk a little maybe more in depth about that later.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't mind me asking this, so you say a multivitamin, and I'm not going to hold you to a brand, but are there a few out there that you would recommend? Because I seem to feel so overwhelmed when I go look at these vitamins, like, where do you even start? What should you be looking for?
I know. It's very true. And I have compared a few brands that are good. Now, GNC's Women's Multivitamin is good. Physiologic has a good multivitamin for women. Solgar is also a good brand. So I think there are three probably that I would, you know, put on the top for women.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned also the trace minerals. Something in particular we should be looking at with regards to trace minerals?
Well, it's interesting because selenium and is a trace mineral, for example, that many people seem to be deficient in. Mm-hmm. And it can also be attributed to mood swings, moods, you know, depressed moods. We know that the B vitamins in particular, that if someone is feeling depressed, usually they're deficient in B vitamins, and particularly folate. So a B complex is a good vitamin to add to your multivitamin regimen. And that would be 100 milligram B complex that you would take once a day that can help with circulation as well as nerve endings within the body, and so it does help with moods as well.
Mm. That helps a lot. Mm-hmm. So the B complex, the 100 milligrams a day you're saying you're taking in addition to your multivitamin.
Correct.
And would you drop the B vitamin once the spring and summer comes?
Well, a lot of there's sort of conflicting views. There are some practitioners who believe that during the summer months, when we are outside, fresh air, getting more sunshine, and having more plentiful fruits and vegetables available to us, that you can drop the multivitamins and even the bees, and give your liver a break and your kidneys and, mm-hmm. and, you know, just sort of enjoy the freshness and the air and then go back on them once the fall starts.
Mm, I see. But you're a little, it depends, like you said, on the quality of the food that we're talking about getting.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you, if you don't mind, you mentioned a little bit about the liver. Are you saying that these vitamins that we're taking, obviously the liver has to work harder? I thought it was usually on the chemicals they had to work harder.
Well, you know, most medications are processed through the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're on any other type of medications, then it's, you know, a good idea to sort of give the liver a rest and, You know, that's where the liver, the work of the liver is to really, you know, cleanse and clean out. And so it's just sometimes a good idea just not to have any added stress on the liver. Now, when we get into talking about herbs, we'll get a little more specific on what actually can be a specific herb that can actually help the liver.
Well, actually, that seems like a nice segue to move us into the herbs then. So the first step that we talked about so far was the vitamins that we can bring into our daily routine to help us with the winter blues, which would be the multivitamin and the B-complex, 100 milligrams a day. Let's move now into the herbs as step two that you were talking about, and tell us about herbs with regards to chasing away the winter blues.
Well, if you don't mind, there's one more vitamin that I would...
Oh, I'm all right.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to... But, you know, vitamin D has really gotten a lot of press lately. And there has been, for the last 3 or 4 years, much literature and research in reference to vitamin D. And when you're, in the Northeast at least, for us, when we're checking patients' vitamin D levels, we're finding that they're extremely low. Last March, in fact, there was a journal article in the Journal of Clinical Hypertension that looked at patients that had hypertension and correlated with low vitamin D levels, and that the level really should be checked with a blood test, and that level should be over 40.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're going back to your practitioner and you're due for some labs, make sure that you have the vitamin D level checked and find out, you know, sort of where you're at. And then if it's really low, practitioners will put you on either a 50,000 milligram once a week supplementation for a period of 3 months to get that level sort of up to where it needs to be. And then you would go back to a 2,000 a day maintenance dose. And a study came out actually just today that adequate vitamin D levels may be a cancer preventer, especially in breast cancer. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that because of the recent press with vitamin D. And you really cannot get adequate vitamin D levels either with the sun or through nutrition. So it's important for us to supplement.
Well, you actually answered my question because I thought it was one of those ones where you do go outside and make sure you get the sun on the top of your head.
Well, you know, they say about a half an hour of sun a day, and most people unfortunately don't get that, and it's just a good idea to have that vitamin D level checked. In addition to, because vitamin D really is a hormone, and we know that it affects osteoporosis, so it's your bone health, it's your heart health. It's a preventer for cancer and circulation. So it really, they're finding such benefits of having adequate vitamin D levels. And the other is fish oil. We know that fish oil can decrease triglycerides. It supports heart-healthy rhythm. It's an antithrombotic, which means it thins the blood a little so that it prevents clots, and it supports insulin sensitivity. So those that may have metabolic syndrome or pre-diabetes, it is important to look at fish oil as well. So I wanted to at least include those two in sort of our supplemental discussion.
Yes, I like how you make that link. So the fish oil with regards to diabetes or metabolic syndrome. Can you talk about that just a little bit more?
Well, we know that as cortisol levels increase, especially if women are getting older and you know, either perimenopausal or menopausal rather, then their cortisol levels many times goes up. Your estrogen, progesterone levels are off, and we know that diabetes as well as hypertension are really autoimmune inflammatory diseases. That's what this is about. And so, you know, checking CRP levels along with that, you know, when you're having the lab test done, because CRP is a lab test that looks at inflammation within the body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can pick that up, sort of the inflammation aspect, earlier than even, you know, doing an A1C or finding out somebody is actually going into prediabetes and looking at that. So the inflammation is really the precursor. And really one of the things that can take that down is the fish oil. So it sort of dovetails into what we had talked about.
Excellent. Mary Lane, if you don't mind, what does the CRP acronym stand for? Is it, or is it too medical for my take?
No, it's a C-reactive protein, and it's basically it's an assay to look at inflammation within the body.
Inflammation in the within the body.
Right.
Okay.
And the other thing that just to briefly touch on is that when we talk about cholesterol levels, if you have a history of diabetes or are pre-diabetic, they'd like that LDL, which is the bad cholesterol, to be less than 100.
Mm-hmm.
Between 70 and 100 is the gauge that that they really look at. And there are ways to get that down healthily, you know, healthy without necessarily going on a statin. And there's many people who, you know, as statins can bring inflammation down as well. It can bring your cholesterol down. But we know that the precursor of increased cholesterol is homocysteine. And homocysteine is really targeted by B vitamins. So if you're taking the B vitamins and you're taking your fish oil, they will actually help bring that down and then in effect bring the cholesterol down, or can bring the cholesterol down as well. We know the diet can bring the cholesterol down 40 points. We know statins can bring cholesterol down 40 points. So it just depends on how you want to
do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That is a huge amount of information. That's great. Is there anything else in the vitamin category? We covered the multi, the B, the D, the fish oil, inflammation. Wow, fantastic. Anything else in the vitamin category, Mary Lane, before we move to herbs?
Well, I mean, we know that calcium and magnesium are important for bone health. Magnesium should be taken at night. That's why we usually say take your calcium magnesium pills before you go to bed. It'll help you sleep better, and it'll help your bones. So I guess that's really the only one that I'd probably add.
Yeah, I didn't know that about taking it before bed. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. Okay, then, let's move on to herbs, Mary Lane, if that feels okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
And herbs with regards to chasing away the winter blues.
Okay, well, and I preface, you know, herbs can, while they are natural, if you're taking any prescription medications, you do have to be careful with some herb products, because they potentially could have an interaction, and so you want to check with your primary care provider to make sure that they don't. I'd like to talk a little bit about a few important ones. We know that feverfew, for example, is actually a member of the daisy family, and feverfew is a helpful herb for migraines, and we know that during a migraine attack, for example, the blood platelets tend to aggregate, which means they clump together too much, and they release serotonin and some inflammatory compounds. So the feverfew really just helps the blood platelets from getting over clumpy and combats that inflammation that's associated with migraines. And we know that feverfew can also, it's being studied as a potential treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, because arthritis is also an inflammatory process within the body. So there really seems to be a strong anti-inflammatory properties, sometimes even stronger than non-steroidal such as aspirin. So I mentioned feverfew because a lot of people get very good relief from feverfew.
Mary Lane, would you just mind spelling that, the feverfew?
Sure. FEVERFEW.
Oh, it is. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Chamomile. Many of you may have heard of chamomile tea, which really has a nice mild sedative effect. And it really also can be used to treat digestive disorder, menstrual cramps, and minor infections. You can put it in your bath. You can have tea. You can take pills. So it also is effective against inflammation and spasms in the digestive tract. So chamomile now if you're allergic to ragweed, some people have problems with taking and chamomile, so I'll just mention that.
Mm-hmm.
Echinacea is
I forgot about that, yeah.
Is an herb that the first sign of a cold or flu, it's not going to prevent, but it will ward off the full-blown illness and cut down the duration. There have been clinical studies that have shown that echinacea has a mild stimulatory effect on the immune system, and so that, and the issue is that you really shouldn't be on it on a daily basis or even through the winter. It's an herb that you should be on for probably only, 10 days and then go off it.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic, we know garlic can fight bacteria, lowers high blood pressure, can prevent clots, there has been clinical studies mainly supporting its ability to lower cholesterol. We used to laugh that my mother made garlic soup because every time we'd have soup, there'd be pieces of garlic the size of your fingernail. So I didn't have many colds. In fact, my parents and my family really had very few antibiotics throughout our life. I think the last time I had an antibiotic was 25 years ago. So there
Wow.
might be something to that, the garlic. So who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
Milk thistle, as I kind of alluded to earlier,
mm-hmm.
has been approved in Germany for treating liver conditions such as cirrhosis. And the active ingredient appears to prevent toxins from entering the liver, and it helps the liver cells actually regenerate. So there have been clinical trials that have shown its effectiveness in treating jaundice and cirrhosis, but there are a lot of physicians who feel that a few months, of milk thistle really helps clean out the liver and just helps you feel better.
Mm.
One more, valerian. It's also approved in Germany as a mild tranquilizer for restlessness, and it's a very mild sedative for people that don't really want to go on a sleeping pill.
Mm-hmm.
Valerian sometimes just takes the edge off so that you can fall asleep naturally. And it's not related to Valium. It's valerian, V-A-L-E-R-I-A-N.
Right. And you mentioned the milk thistle. We were talking a little bit about cleansing the liver. So in the wintertime, we could feel sluggish, too, because if the liver is just
right.
working too hard or sluggish.
Well, your metabolism is a little slower.
Uh-huh.
It's not that we're hibernating, but maybe we are. maybe that bear in us just wants to nestle down. So it just helps the liver get rid of And also, don't forget, the environmental toxins, we have nutritional toxins, our diet may not be pristine. We have environmental toxins that, we don't even really pay much attention to. And so it can really help in sort of just a whole detox and cleansing process.
Mm. So a healthier liver, I definitely will feel less sluggish.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. Wow, that's a lot in the herbs to just move with. And then thank you for spelling all of those because they're, like I said, even Feverfew, I knew what you were saying and you spelled it and I had it right, so thank you. Would that cover all the herbs for the moment, you think, Mary Elaine?
Yes, unless there's questions later.
Okay, terrific. Then let's move on to our final step, which is flower essences, which this one I love. Maybe you could just start out by letting people know in case they don't know exactly what a flower essence is.
The first time I heard about them, I was a little skeptical but I'm going to tell you, I am a strong supporter and believer. Flower essences are subtle liquid extracts, generally taken in oral form. They're usually taken under the tongue sublingually, and they're used to address profound issues of emotional well-being. And it's really more of sort of an emotional, spiritual sort of shift in people. And They're generally prepared from a sun infusion of either wildflowers or garden blossoms, and they're further diluted and preserved with a little bit of brandy, not much. And they really have quality preparations. And many of you may have heard about the Bach flower essences or rescue remedy from Dr. Edward Bach. And he was one of the first in the 1930s to really gain worldwide professional recognition for the contribution in holistic health and the use of flower essences. So they come in dropper bottles, and you know, you put 4 or 5 drops under your tongue a few times a day, and it's the consistency of doing that that can sort of help you shift. And I wanted to talk about a few flower essences in particular for sort of like exhaustion or fatigue that may be helpful. For example, impatience. We all know we love the impatience flower, and you may be familiar with it and growing it in the summer. I know I do. But it's for people that are impatient, so it goes along with that, or overly tense if they have an overly tense attitude toward life, or if they become exhausted. And many times, I just want to sort of back up a little, is that you can mix or have a compounding pharmacy mix 4 to 5 different flower essences within one prescription bottle. And that way you're getting the benefit of a few essences at once. Morning Glory is a flower essence that is used if people are over-reliant on stimulants, for example, if they have erratic sleeping patterns, erratic eating patterns, which actually can destroy your natural vitality and your energy. Morning Glory can, if you have difficulty arising in the morning, Morning Glory can help sort of shift you so that you feel more, you know, in tune with the day and have a better pattern in your sleeping and eating. Hornbeam is a flower essence that, you know, sometimes if you just, in the winter months, you might feel too tired to just take on the tasks of the day. Sometimes it might be your own inner resistance, you know, just crawling out of bed in the morning and facing that cold, you know, winter environment. Hornbeam can sort of just get you back in track and get you energized to get up and sort of face that day. The other is chamomile. You can have a flower essence chamomile as well. It helps stabilize the emotions. It's very calming and soothing. So there are hundreds and hundreds of flower essences that can be used in combination. And it's a very subtle shift, but they're very powerful. It's almost like homeopathy, only in liquid form. If any of you are familiar with homeopathy, and that might be a discussion at a later date, but it has similar tendencies in the fact that you're getting the essence of the flower without a lot of the component of it. That makes sense.
Mm. Mary Lane, again, I'm sorry to ask you for the spelling, but what hornbeam, could you spell that one?
H-O-R-N-B-E-A-M.
It is, okay. Thank you. They are simpler than I think.
That's right.
And will it tell people on the bottle for how long they should take this, or do they
think? No, it usually says to take the essences 3 to 4 times a day, 5 drops under the tongue 3 to 4 times a day. And you really, you know, need to take it for a 2-week period to really sort of see if there's a shift, but you will definitely, it is a subtle change, but can be very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if there's more than one person in the household and you might want to share them, sometimes it helps just the energy and you know, helps everybody in the environment to sort of make that shift together.
Mm, nice. Really nice. Well, Mary Lane, I love this information. I'd like to open it up for questions, but if there's anything else, Mary Lane, that you think of along the way, please feel free to add that in as well.
Okay.
So I'd love to open it up for questions for anyone. And just say your name, and just so we know who's doing the speaking, and go ahead and ask the question. If you're on mute, it's *6, I believe, to come off the mute. Jen, are you on the line still? She might be taking notes.
Hello, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. Go right ahead.
Oh, just a question. Is there a website you'd recommend to learn about these things? Most particularly the flower essences.
Yes. Because there's North American and English flower essences, and the Flower Essence Society, I would check their website.
Okay.
I think that you would gain a lot from there. And there's, you know, there are clinical studies that they have done in reference to flower essences. They're constantly adding to that, so the website will address that as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And Mary Elaine, if you would, just so I don't forget at the end of the call, why don't you please give people your email address and your telephone number for contact as well.
Okay. Now or at the end?
Yeah, we'll go just so I don't forget.
It's MES, so it's my initials, MES, Mary Elaine Southard, coach, COACH, at AOL.com. I have a company called Integrative Health Consulting and Coaching, and my telephone number is 570-604-994. So it's MESCOACH at AOL.com, Integrative Health Consulting and Coaching, 570-604-2994.
Terrific. Thanks. I just wanted to make sure I didn't forget at the end.
Thank you.
Sure. Is there anyone else on the line who'd like to ask a question?
Yes, this is Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Hi. I had a question on the milk thistle, going back to the herbs. Would you find it in a health food store?
Yes.
Did it come in a tablet? Or?
Yes. You can get the extract, or you can get – now, the extract usually requires that you put about 30 drops in a small glass of water.
Uh-huh.
It's not the most palatable. But you can also get capsules, and yes, you can get them in Wilner or health food stores, you know, so they are available.
Actually, Mary Elaine, she's up in Westchester, so she doesn't have Wilner here, but would you say probably in most health food stores?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we have Mrs. Green's and stuff like that. I'm sure they'll have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one other question, too, regarding for the vitamins and fish oil. I've mm-hmm. been hearing a lot about krill oil and the benefits of that, and that it's even better than the fish oil.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
Krill oil, K-R-I-L-L?
Yeah, I've heard of it. The problem with fish oil, and I think I want to preface by saying that you do have to be careful of the purity, because they're not all created equal as well. I mean, my recommendation is Nordic Naturals because they have done the most research and they have put the money back into looking at, and it's a very, very pure product. Mm. Because one of the things that people will complain about when they take fish oil is that they get that sort of back surge of a fishy taste.
Uh-huh.
Now you can, you know, get around that by freezing the fish oil and taking the pill actually frozen. The concept is that because it's frozen, it's heavier. When you swallow it, it goes into the digestive tract lower, and you're not getting that backlash, okay? But the pure quality fish oils are really, I think, where the research has been done. So I'm not sure about the krill. You know, I don't really know that.
But Nordic Naturals was the brand.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I've taken that a lot, Robin, and I really, really like them very much. And you should be able to find those, no problem.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else with a question?
I have something to say about krill. There's a website, Dr. Mercola. He's a chiropractor with Health Pursuits. Are you familiar with him?
No.
Elaine? No? Anyhow, he recommends krill oil.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sells products from his website.
So that's why he's recommending it, you mean, Elaine?
I don't know. I just know I've seen it.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard of that. I haven't heard of that one. So
it's the base of the, what do you call it, animals. It's the base of the food source, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Krill is a kind of, it's not a microbe. It's above a microbe. And the other fish eat that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't for the moment think of what it actually is.
Yeah. Well, is there anyone else with another question or anything for Mary Elaine?
Hi, just a quick one. It's Jen. I'm wondering, are there any vitamins that you can take too much of?
Yes.
All of them.
Well, fat-soluble vitamins. You know, water-soluble vitamins, for example, like vitamin C, you just excrete.
Right.
So, when you look at the work of Linus Pauling, for example, who lived until his 90s, and it's his, if you get a chance to read anything about Linus Pauling, it's fascinating because, you know, in the 60s, he was adamant about high-dose vitamin C in preventing cancers, and he was laughed at. And it's interesting today that in some integrative centers, for example, at Jefferson in Philadelphia, they give vitamin C infusions to cancer patients. So, we know that, you know, whatever the body doesn't need, it excretes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, vitamin A can be toxic, and you can't go over 10,000 units of vitamin A. Now, vitamin D, for example, there has been no reported studies of upper limits, but because we're giving 50,000 units to people once a week for 3 months and then having their labs checked. Now, that's when they're very low and you want to get that level up. But we don't know enough about, I don't think, the upper limits of that. So there are some that, you know, you have to be careful. You have to know what the limit, what the ranges are.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Robin again. I just had blood work done. And I am on prescription vitamin D because for my vitamin D levels were so low,
mm-hmm.
That they put me on prescription vitamin D for 4 weeks, and then I have to take vitamin D daily.
Mm-hmm.
I think my numbers were like 13. And, mm-hmm. I've never had a problem before. So.
But you'll notice that, there are people that complain of, like, muscle aches. And they never really attributed, you know, they didn't, and then they get their vitamin D level checked and it's like 8. And they start taking the vitamin D and how much better they feel and how less tired they feel. So,
I'm always tired. Always.
Wow. No, but that's incredible that how low the levels can go too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Wow. Is there anyone else with a question or comment? Mary Elaine, this was so much information. If I were to take all of these things that you said tonight, vitamins, minerals, herbs, and flower essences, what's the one thing I could start with tomorrow? Simple.
The
tough
one
question.
Thing.
Tough question, I know. Huh?
Are you taking vitamin D, Rochelle?
No.
Oh, there you go. So that's the one thing.
Okay, I'll get on that. Let's do one last round just to see any final thoughts or comments. Jen, would you like to add in any last thoughts or comments?
I'm on the mad hunt for flower essences now.
Are you online?
Yes. I'm about to be. I'm not doing it now, but I'm going to be.
Okay. Great. Well, I look forward to hearing your information on that. Elaine, any last thoughts or comments?
Yeah, I was wondering about multivitamin for women that are over 65.
I think that the Physiologic brand has an ultra logics for women. It's a good multivitamin. So.
Uh-huh. So, because I think older women have to reduce their amounts of certain things. And also, do you think they should be taking iron or not out of a multivitamin?
I think it depends on your iron level. So, again, if it's, you know, if you've had a check with it and what it is and what your ferritin level is, that's a whole other issue, you know.
Okay.
So I would say look at your, you know, because it really is important for all of us to know our lab values.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure we get copies of those when we are seen by our primary care practitioners, so that you can ask the questions that you need to ask, you know?
Right. Well, I'm a lab person, so I know.
There you go. Well, that's good.
Great. Thanks, Elaine. Robin, any last thoughts or comments?
No. I just wanted to thank you. I too am very interested in learning more about the flower essence. It's something completely new to me, and I look forward to, you know, delving into that a little bit.
Terrific.
Yeah, it's fun.
Lisa, are you still on the line? Any closing thoughts, comments? Okay. And Lorraine, are you still on the line? Would you like to add any last thoughts or comments?
Yes, Rochelle, I'm still on the line. I was listening, and I know she was talking about milk thistle.
Milk thistle, yeah.
Yeah, and I heard someone else mention that, too. It could have been Dr. Oz or someone. But I was wondering, is that the one to help with the energy?
It can. I mean, you know, if your liver is sluggish, then you're going to feel more tired.
Well,
it does have antioxidant properties, milk thistle, so.
Is it safe to use if you're diabetic?
It is. The one thing that if you're a diabetic, and I want to at least talk about is within the multivitamin regimen, is that if you are a diabetic, you need to get a multivitamin specifically for diabetics. And the reason for that is alpha-lipoic acid and chromium picolinate are usually added within the multivitamin for diabetics.
Mm-hmm.
And they help soothe or smooth out the blood sugars a little bit better. So,
okay. Right now I'm taking, like, things separately, like my vitamin D and my vitamin B, because I had stopped taking a multivitamin because I was getting so extremely hungry after I took it. Even after I ate, it just kept me hungry all day long.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's why you need to get the one with the chromium picolinate and the alpha-lipoic acid. And you'll find that when you know, I don't really have a specific brand. So you need to look.
Alphabetic or something, is that a vitamin?
I think there is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll look into it.
Okay.
Great. Well, Liz, I want to thank you so much. Mary Elaine, thank you so much. And I just want to say personally, because I've worked with Mary Elaine, by far the most fabulous holistic health nurse I've ever worked with. So if you get a chance to follow up with her, please do, because Mary Elaine, you sure do know your information, so.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Our next call will be on March 28th at 8:30 p.m. And, ladies, I'm waiting to hear from you what subjects you'd like to hear from on our teleclasses. So be sure to join us on March 28th, and we'll have the information on the website very soon. And be sure to contact Mary Elaine if you have any other questions. She truly is fabulous. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you all very much. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.